You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I have LeBron as the best player, like the best player ever. And some of the arguments that people use, these tired old arguments about like Jordan, first of all, if you're born in the 90s, don't tell me nothing about Jordan.
Okay.
It's a lot of these young dudes.
Now. Oh, are we hitting that age?
Yeah.
We're hitting that age now where, like, I remember growing up in this industry, me and you, we'd sit there and we'd do all these pregame shows and everything. And then we would, you'd always be like, there was a certain ball player that was brought up, but you hadn't seen them play. It's like, right. Well, you can't discredit me for that. YouTube exists. I can watch these guys.
I could go back and pull up.
Now that we've gotten a little bit older, we're also like,
listen,
you never watched Pedro in 01. Yeah, you were born in 2002. Yeah, don't tell me about Greg Maddux.
Yeah, come on, bro. Like, nah, you can't, like, you got to think about it, like, in terms of, you don't want to go down the whole alley of you know, why Michael Jordan isn't great. Michael Jordan is great, but the thing I get a lot is that they discredit LeBron based on rings and winning. And for me, I'm still a competitive person. Like, we're still competitive, like, in what we do. Like, we're still like, oh, man, I just saw them get 30,000 views. I need to get 32. That was a really good take.
I get jealous of sports takes for sure.
All the time.
If I hear a take and I'm like, dang it, I wish I would have thought of that.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's just from you being in the prime of your career and you're competitive and you really want to be the best. Right now, we talked about it. LeBron can look at his squad with DeAndre Ayton and Reeves and even you got Luka. You guys aren't winning anything. And you know that as well as we do.
I think he knows that. I think he's got to know that. And I think that's the point at this understanding of where his career is that everyone's telling him the Lakers don't need you around. It's not like it was a couple years ago where they needed you around. They don't need you around now. They're willing to show you the door. And it won't be perceived as anything short of you wanted a ring. Why is that such a bad thing, by the way? Why is that so bad? If he goes to the Knicks, if he goes to the Cavs, if he comes back home, why is it so bad to be like, I wanted the fairy tale ending. I wanted to add and get another ring, and I wanted to bring joy to a lot of people in Northeast Ohio once again. Why is that so bad?
Hey, by the way, I would actually.
What are you going to make, Space Jam 12? Nobody cares. Nobody watched it. It stunk, LeBron.
I told somebody this. You know, people talk about moving around from different teams or whatever. You know, when my grandfather grew up, you know, you worked at one company. He worked at a steel factory.
And he got the gold watch when he retired?
He got the gold watch when he retired. They gave him a little plaque, and they sent him off on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Everybody done worked at 75 jobs. Hey, do you get any extra credit points when you come home? And you tell your wife, yeah, I've been loyal to this company. Nobody cares about that loyalty.
No, nowadays, if you're at a company for so long, people are like, oh, you shortchange yourself financially.
Right? Yeah, dude.
Like, now you got a job hop. Every 2 years, you got to find a new spot to go to.
You got
to
keep that.
It's a little different in our industry where it's like job hopping is not really a thing because there's only so many places that you can work. But like in other industries, they're like, if you're there for 2 years, you got to be packing up and going now, or else you're not making any money.
Because they're looking at you like, listen, oh, you're going to go there and you're gonna put all these numbers on the board and your revenue you increased and you're only getting a 2.5% raise. Well, listen, those guys coming out of high school are already getting that. They've already gotten 3,000 more than you even make now.
I've got friends that have doubled their salary in the previous 5 years by just job hopping.
That's it. You got to be going in every 2 years. So why would LeBron stay somewhere where he knows he's not going to win, or put himself in an opportunity to be in a winning situation where it's harder? It's easy for him to stay in L.A. It's comfortable. What it is, what it is. But it's hard to come to a place, a city, whether it's Cleveland or New York, and learn the roster, gel, don't kill each other, and still be able to play great basketball.
And so, like, earlier in the show, I made this point about Peyton Manning, where I said four different head coaches. He went to four Super Bowls. I think it's like the one thing about Peyton Manning that everyone just agrees was awesome and is not likely to be seen anytime in the future, right? I think it separates LeBron from Jordan, the idea if he went to the Knicks, that he did it with so many different cities, four different cities, five rings would be an incredible thing. And that would be what he'd have to like kind of lean on. But I think he'd get just as much credit doing this second version of the Cavs and how new and different this is. I think people would look at it. Yes, it's the same city. And yeah, Dan Gilbert's still here. But there's a lot of different pieces. Winning with Donovan and winning with Evan is very different than winning with Kyrie and Kevin Love.
It's a cheat code. I think one ring in Cleveland equals two. I believe that if he came back one ring in Cleveland again, is worth two. First and foremost, you take a look at the storyline. Second of all, you take a look at saying, well, listen, this is a totally different roster. They did it a different way. And in the fact that you did it again in your hometown and you were able to elevate a team that won 60 some odd games, and everything this year would be about the championship way.
Right, and it'd be learning about LeBron getting his championship DNA on these people that couldn't get it passed. Donovan never made it out of the second round. Got a little bit of that. It was MJ's secret sauce in Space Jam.
Yeah, there it is.
It's this championship DNA that LeBron just puts in a water bottle and keys up, and Donovan drinks it, and all of a sudden is great.
And you start to talk about the lore of, hey, remember when Kyrie was just a talented point guard, then he turned into assassin at 16.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You remember Donovan Mitchell was just a... You know, he was.
Some people have Lake effect. We have LeBron effect.
The LeBron effect and the stimulus package on Donovan Mitchell. And then they start to talk about, look at the way Evan Mobley, LeBron is telling them to do this.
They're giving Mac a little bit of a stimulus package just having this conversation.
Get stronger. Let's go. And then you see Evan Mobley. And then if LeBron does gracefully bow out, now, Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley talk about, well, you know, it's the championship pedigree, you know, that we've developed here.
So now we hadn't explored that side of things. We've been thinking all sunshine and rainbows. We hadn't explored the idea, does this damage LeBron at all if he comes here, tries to have Donovan and Mobley and takes them under his wing, and they just don't go anywhere?
Oh, no, that's devastating.
Okay.
Let's keep it a book.
That might make him exit stage left and go to the Knicks instead of the Cavs. Because you come here with this team that won 64 games last year, and all of a sudden you win 57 games and you still bow out in the second round of the postseason.
No.
And all of a sudden maybe we're looking at LeBron just a little bit differently.
No.
And a lot of people that call in and say, don't get LeBron, will laugh and say they were right the entire time.
There's no way they can gracefully bow. They have to go to the finals. If they get LeBron James,
I'm with you. It would be devastating in many ways if they didn't, but how would LeBron answer for that?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I mean, you go to the Knicks, it's easy. It's easy to answer. You go to the Knicks, and you can just talk about, oh, it's a new environment. I was never there. You start making up all sorts of things about how Dolan was running your life. Maybe he takes away your cookies like Pat Riley did. I'm not sure. But you just come up with story after story and be like, no one's won in New York since 1973, and I don't think anyone's going to win there since 2073. Well, you can spin that in a different way. You come back home, a place you've already won, and you don't get the job done.
Let me tell you this, though, too.
That's no bueno, friend.
Let me tell you, he would have to make his mind up. And let me give you a reason why I'm saying he would have to make his mind up. There are some times where LeBron is on L.A. time, and he just decides, I'm not going to play no D right here. I ain't going to get back on defense. I ain't going to do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron would have to come back and get to a point where he would have to say, okay, I've mentally got to check in. I got to, because I'm trying to teach. See, it's different. Like when you're leading by example, it's right. Almost like raising. It's a different conversation you can have with your first child who's 19, or having a conversation with your 9-year old. Like you can afford to say, okay, yeah, I could be a little lax on you. I'm gonna let you figure it out. But the 9-year old, you don't want them to kill themselves. You're like, listen, you're gonna harm yourself somewhere.
Yeah.
Like I have, so when he gets back to Cleveland. Yeah, there's certain things you can do with Luka, but you got to Evan Mobley. You got to lead by example. You have to go back and rush and play hard on defense, because you're not getting LeBron for a whole season. What you're getting him for is that he's going to make 3 or 4 plays against OKC and SGA that nobody else in the world can make. And that's what puts you over the top.
If I go to a LeBron denier, we've asked for LeBron deniers, and we've got a lot of LeBron supporters now because we're both supporters here. If I go to a LeBron denier, are you comfortable just slamming that takedown in this person's face?
Sure.
I know you are. You better. Don't chicken out on me now.
Hey, listen. What are we talking about?
All right. Wes in Cleveland, you're up next. What's up, Wes?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I wish I could remember the name of the guy that you had on, your professional, that was trying to justify some sort of movement for LeBron James to Cleveland.
Oh, you mean Kurt Heelan?
Okay, fine, yes.
Sure.
Obviously, he and you and no one else knows the league rules. It's impossible. He signed, he opted in to his contract, his option, which means he's guaranteed $50 million. Well, the problem is the Cavaliers cannot, by league rules, and you should know this. I'm ashamed of you guys.
Wes, you don't know the rule. You don't know the rules correctly. The second apron is it's something that when you make the trade and you can get under the apron, then all of a sudden the rules cease to exist the way that you're presenting them. So it's malleable. It's not written in stone that way. And if you make a trade that gets you under the second apron, then you can still make that trade. Like that's part of the deal, Wes.
So you're telling me that signing a $50 million LeBron James gets you under the apron?
No, Dean Wade getting traded.
No, but other pieces can and other pieces will. It will take some creative thinking. No one's denying that idea, Wes. But the idea that it can't happen is just not true. And I appreciate the phone call, but it's just not true. You can make anything happen in the NBA. If you dream it, you can do it. You can make anything happen, especially with the rules and how punishing they are. I get all that. I understand all that. But as it pertains to the second apron, you can make those rules exist. And it actually, as long as you end up getting under the apron, you can combine all the salaries you want. You can make it as direct as you want. You can do anything you want as long as you eventually do get under there.
Think about the creativeness that the Milwaukee Bucks just did. They just went and got Miles Turner. You're like, how the heck did they do that? Brian Winters was like, what are they? And then they're like, oh, they just waived Damian Lillard and put 5 years of $30-something million on our book. Here's the thing I like, though.
Yeah?
I love the fact that we actually sold him on one thing.
What's that?
We sold him, and it wasn't about the fit and how the talent would look.
That's true.
He talked about the
money.
He
wanted to make sure we're just not 3 a.m. drunk playing NBA 2K.
But you notice, if he would have had a problem saying that team was not viable and the team was not going to be able to win a championship or the team is better, he would have said that and led with that. But he led with, it's not possible, so it's a fairy tale. But no. I need somebody to firmly tell me that I'm crazy for saying LeBron James adds so much more to this team and the Cavs would be a championship caliber team, and I would think to be the favorites.
The lead next right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.